الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book نهج الثالثي by Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala put on Kitab al-Ibad wa al-Istibara. The Shaykh says فَإِنْ كَانَتْ تَحِيلُ وَارْتَفَى حَيْدُهَا إِرَضَاءَ وَنَحْلِ إِنْ صَبَرَتْ حَتَّى يَعُودَ الْحَيْدُ فَتَعْتَبِرُ. If she menstruates, her cup are high to her, and the menstruation are ceased. The rada, because she is nasi, or nasi, or for a reason similar to that. Maybe she is sick, for instance. And because of the sickness, the menstruation ceases. And she is an idda. In Safarat, حَتَّى يَعُودَ الْحَيْجِ she will wait till the Hajj comes back. فَتَعْتَدَّنِي with that, the work she will do the waiting period. How this is said, what has been established is that a lady that is divorced, for instance, if she is menstruating, it is still menstruation that will be counted. And if she is not menstruating, 3 months will be counted. If she is pregnant, and she should deliver the baby, which is minutes. Now, already she is divorced, and she is not pregnant. And she used to menstruate, but the menstruation has ceased. What is she going to use to count Aisha? So the Sheikh says, in a situation like this, a Tawarat, she would cut by a rosal height until the eye comes back. Ordinarily, most ladies menstruate every month. So if a lady is among those who menstruate and the menstruation ceases, she will be waiting for the menstruation to come back. And that's what I said last week. There are ladies that do not menstruate except once in 4 months. 3 months, they will be pure. 1 month, they will menstruate. So such a lady, if she is going to count 3 menstruations, that's going to be how many months? Huh? No. 4 months. That's going to be 12 months. That means that if that will be coming to an end after 12 months. Unlike many ladies who say if that will come to an end after 3 months. So this is what the show is referring to. That a lady whose eye is will afterwards, because what Allah has said, إِذْ وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتْ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنْ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. So you'll have to wait for this. Your Rada, there may be a reason for that. Maybe she's nothing. She's breastfeeding. You know some women, when they are breastfeeding, they don't menstruate. Just as pregnant women do not menstruate. So some ladies, when they are breastfeeding, they don't menstruate. The Sheikh says, وإن ارتفع إذ السيدي ولا تدري ما رفعه. And she does not know what are يمسي إن صبر تسعة أشهر احتياطا للحمل. She would wait for 9 months احتياطا للحمل. We are the same side. Maybe she gets pregnant. And we know that a pregnant woman, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَا حَمْلَهُنَّ. So she may just exercise some patience. Maybe she's been pregnant. You see, as said, as somebody who has been pregnant, so she exercises some patience. Why? Because she does not know the reason why she had a seed. But if she knows the reason, maybe because she's breastfeeding, that reason is clear, because she's sick, the reason is going to clear. In that case, she waits until what? The blood comes back. How is it clear? ثم احتجت بثلاثة أشهر. Then after that, she will do it for 3 months. What the Sheikh says is this way. She doesn't know the reason why the blood has ceased. So she behaves as if what? As if she's pregnant. Now 9 months have gone. No child has come out. What is? So the Sheikh says, she doesn't know the reason why the blood has ceased. Let her consider herself to be somebody who does not menstruate anymore. And we know the one who does not menstruate anymore, they call the person Al-A-Yisa. That is a woman that has disappeared from menstruation. A woman that has disappeared from menstruation that is divorced. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahi, that is not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهِ يَئِسْنَا مِنِ الْمَحِيضِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ إِنْ ارْتَبْتُمْ عِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرٍ. Those who have disappeared from among your wives from menstruation, فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةِ أَشْهُرٍ وَاللَّهِ لَمْ يَئِسْنَا. And those who have not menstruated, for those who do not menstruate, how this place. So 3 months come in here. The woman has waited for 9 months for possibility of it being what? Hamdu, pregnancy. But since she has not delivered, then she changes from that of the Ida of the Hamdu to that of Ida of the Aisha. To the age of the eyes, the woman that has watched the spirit. You get it now? Well, in our servant, بعد انفضال العزة لظهور أمارات الحمل لم تتزوج حتى تزول الريبة. If it is dark, after the عزة has elapsed, لظهور أمارات الحمل, because of the appearance of the signs of pregnancy, Lanta Tazal watch, she does not remarry after Tazula Riva until that doubt is lifted. One Rakul Nafkur can tell this Hatta يحكم بموته بحسب اجتهاد الحاكم ثم تعتبر. المقتول is somebody who is missing, somebody who is missing. The one who is missing, what happens to his wife? How is his wife going to do Ijja if it is confirmed or if it is preponderant that is late? The Sheikh says, Umrat ibn Maqul, the wife of the missing one, can tell him, will wait حَتَّى يُكَنَ بِمَوْتِهِ until the judgment that you fetch is given بحسب اجتهاد الحاكم, based on the اجتهاد of the judge. ثم تعتذر, and after that she will do Ijja. How this is left? Not in the past. Scholars, they will say the missing person will be looked from two angles. If the person is missing, they look at the type of journey that he has embarked on. Where has he traveled to? If the place he has traveled to is a place that is full of risk, danger, and people are always meet their death in areas like that, so such a person will be confirmed dead maybe after 4 years, that it will be declared dead after 4 years, because the trip that he has embarked on is a dangerous and adventurous trip. But if the trip is not like that, it's just an ordinary trip, such a person will not be said to be to attach until after a lot of years have gone on its age. When I say a lot of years, take for instance the jumhur of the scholars, they make that to be 90, age 90. Somebody who is 15 years old and he gets missing, it will not be said to have died until after many years, 40 years. So they wait, they will declare him dead until after 40 years have gone on his current age. Because they believe that most people will not live more than 90 years. Most people will not live more than 90 years. And each person has embarked on a journey, or you have come to a place that is not that dangerous or hazardous or risky. So let's give him the age some people are likely to live up to. So meaning, with that, if people will have to wait for him, his property will not be shared with his heirs and the like. They'll be expecting 40 years before he will be declared dead. But if it is a dangerous tree, so they say 4 years. When they get that 4 years, they got the 4 years from an incident that happened to a man who was going for Salat al-Subh also, as contained in Sunan al-Bayhaqi and some other books. The man was going for Salat al-Subh, so he got missing. The wife went to Umar radiallahu anhu to complain, and the judgment of Umar was that the wife should go and wait for 4 years. The wife waited for 4 years. After 4 years at a large, the wife came to Umar of the land. The Umar asked her to go and do Ijja al Wafa. Umar asked her to go and do Ijja al Wafa. after the Iddatul Wafa, which is 4 months, 10 days, the woman came back to tell Umar that she had finished the Iddah. And Umar gave her the permission to remarry if she wanted to remarry. So she remarried. While she was in the new marriage, the husband who had been declared dead came back. Now the case. Did the woman kill his wife or not? Did the woman kill his wife or the wife of the new husband? The Sharia is that the woman is still his wife because he has not divorced her. So for this reason, the man was given the option either to continue for the marriage or to allow the new husband to continue with the marriage. So in a situation like this, if the first husband decided to continue with the marriage, that means the new husband will have to do, the woman will have to do what? Iddah. This iddah is what? It's for istibrak, to make her womb free. So that before the first husband continues with his journey, to let him be sure that the womb is free. Let him be sure that the womb is free. So the woman will do what? Iddah. How did it work? So that it will be sure that the womb is free. Now maybe the new husband had not left with the woman. So there is no need for what? For Iddah. The woman just go back to her former husband. If the new husband had not had any sexual intercourse with her. But if the new husband had had sexual intercourse with her, so they have to ascertain that the womb is free. So this is what we call al-istibra. So the shahid here is that Umar radiallahu anhu gave the judgment that the woman should wait for 4 years. Then after the 4 years, Umar radiallahu anhu asked the woman to do Iddatu al-Wafat. Now the question now is that what Umar gave as judgment, is this applicable in all times? Some scholars said yes. For 4 years, if the journey that the person has embarked on is something that is risky, something that is adventurous, so 4 years is enough for the wife to reach. But if it is not, they say 19 years. Minus the age the man has lived on earth for 90 years. So what is left is what? The woman will have to wait without remarrying. And that is what is very harsh. From that way, some scholars said, there is no text for this. What Umar radiallahu anhu did was an ijtihad of Umar. And the ijtihad of a hakim at every time may differ. May say a hakim that may tell the woman to go and wait for a year. And after a year, if no information about the man in cotton, they may ask the woman to do Iddatul Wafat. And don't forget, Iddatul Wafat is very general. It does not even matter whether the person is young or old. Only the woman is 120 years old and she loses her husband, she will do Iddatu al-Wafat, as I've said. So, the Qadi may decide that after a year, the woman can do Iddatu al-Wafat and remarry. So this matter lies in the hand of the Qadi now. Just for instance, there are some women that cannot bear it. They cannot bear not to have their husband access to them in 2 months, they can't get it. There are some women like that. Some in 4 months, some in 6 months, in a year. So you can't tell such a woman that compulsively she has to wait till the husband comes back. And that is the duty of the Sharia. Such a woman can take the matter to the court, I can't wait. I want to seek for what? For fact that the nikah be terminated, be dissolved. So if the court is intervening the matter and pass the judgment, the judgment goes. So what the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala is saying is that وَمَرْضِ الْمَقُوبِ تَنْتَبِرُ حَتَّى يُؤْكَمَ بِمُوتِ. The wife of the missing man should wait until the death of the husband is declared, is ruled by the authority. After the ijtihad al-hakim, according to the ijtihad of the ruler or the judge, ثم تعتد, then after that she will do ijtihad, that is ijtihad al-wafa. How is going to reflect? ولا تجب النفقة إلا after spending on the divorcee or spending on the mu'tajjah, a woman that is in exile. He said it is only compulsory, then mu'tajjah is a raja'iyah. For a woman that is in exile, that is what? That is raja'iyah. Mu'tajjah, a man divorces his wife, and the man takes her back before she finishes the exile. Before she finishes the idea. If the woman is pregnant, before she delivers the baby, the man will consider her. If the woman is not pregnant, but she still menstruates, before she sees a third menstruation, the man will consider her. If a woman does not menstruate, menstruate. We know the idea is 3 months, as I said. Before the 10 months, the man will consider her. And if a woman has stopped menstruating, she has been menstruating before, but she has stopped menstruating, meaning she has reached menopause. Her idea is also 3 months. Before the 3 months, the husband is considered her. Such a mu'tajjah, since the man reconsidered her before the ijtihad finishes, it is compulsory on the man to be spending on her during that ijtihad. Because woman is still his wife. How does it reflect? So, this is what the author, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, establishes here. وَلَا تَجِبُ النَّفَقَ إِلَّا لِلْمُعْتَدَّ الرَّجَعِيَّةِ لِلْمُعْتَدَّةِ الرَّجَعِيَّةِ. And this is only compulsory on the mu'tadda', a woman that is in iddah, الرَّجَعِيَّةِ, whose divorce is irrevocable. أو لمن فارقها زوجها في الحياة وهي حامل. أو لمن فارقها زوجها في الحياة وهي حامل. Or somebody only of them as the focus of why she's pregnant. The first one, she's not pregnant, but she has not finished the ijtihad. Maybe she's still the wife of the man. But in this case now, the man divorces are when she's pregnant. But she is pregnant. The man will have to spend on her during the 8 years. Why? Because of the pregnancy. Because the pregnancy belongs to the man. And you have to take care of his pregnancy. How did you say? So it is compulsory on the man to spend on a divorcee that is pregnant. أو لمن فارق زوجها في الحياة وهي حامل لقوله تعالى وإن كن أولات حمل فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يضعن حملهن. And if they are pregnant and you divorce them, then you have to spend on them until they deliver the baby. Until they deliver the baby. So because of the pregnancy that the husband will have to spend on her. The first one that is already here is because the man is the woman is still his wife. Because the woman is still his wife. If a woman is pregnant and the man divorces her and she has not delivered, and that is the first divorce. You know, the woman is still already here because that is the first divorce or the second divorce. But because for the fact that she's pregnant, it means that she has not needed the age. But now we are talking about a pregnant woman that has been divorced irrevocably. The third divorce. But this third divorce comes when the woman is pregnant. Ordinarily, a woman that has been irrevocably divorced, there is no power for her. And there is no sukuna, no accommodation. No nafaka, no accommodation. If a woman has been irrevocably divorced, no spending on her and no accommodation. Why no spending on her? No spending because she's no longer a wife to the man. No accommodation because she is a stranger. She is now what? A stranger. So no accommodation. Unless if the man decides to what? To be generous to her by letting her live in his house. But there must not be a kind of mixing between both of them. Because the woman is what? Is a stranger. So to say. She's an ajnabiya. And that's why it's very, very important that we think about this. A lot of us that embark on divorcing our wives. Divorce your wife if you want to divorce her in such a way that you will not incur the wrath of Allah. Or you try to settle your disputes amongst you amicably. If you know that you cannot follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as the world is concerned, then don't try it. As I mentioned it when we were preaching the topic of divorce, brothers, not lay people. When I say brothers, I mean Sunni brothers who have divorced their wives more than 10 times. And they are still aboring them in the house. And Allah said, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. So what they are doing is zina. So if you ask such a brother, why is he keeping this lady in your house? And they say, there is what? There is plea from the relatives, from friends. Who are the relatives? Relatives who do not have the knowledge of the deen, who do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not mind you rubbishing the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do their own desire. You don't listen to them. If you know you are going to listen to them, then don't try to divorce your wife. Don't try to divorce your wife. And that's why the dispute, the conflict, misunderstanding between you and your wife, you try to settle this amicably. A woman that does not want to be divorced by her husband should know
are duty and are right. As I said several times, when a woman knows her duty and she knows her right, she's likely to have what? Little or no problem with the husband. The same thing, a man that knows his duty and his right, she's likely to have what? Little problem or no problem with the wife. But the reason why most people were having marital issues, marital problems, is because we don't discharge our duties and we do not know the limit of our rights. What is not your right to claim to be your right and start making trouble with your husband? What is not your right to claim to be your right and start making trouble with your wife? So this one is something that you ought to know. You ought to know. Then we should also be somebody that will exercise a kind of compromise. This is not compulsory, but Islam encourages. You are not getting your right from your wife. You are not getting your right from your husband the way you should get them. Can you make trouble because of that? Can you deny some of our rights because she's not giving you part of your rights? Can you deny some of our rights? Yes, you can. The man is not giving you your rights. Can you, as a wife, deny him some of his rights? Yes, you can. But no, this can have what? A repercussion. And that repercussion is that it may lead to separation between both of you. Islam encourages you, Islam does not make it binding on you that you can exercise a kind of what? Compromise. As you have it in the Quran. So with this, a lot of marital conflicts will be avoided. You are not getting your rights, but you are together. But you are trying to make a kind of compromise. So much. A lot of people today, we all need a thing to do for lack. But when the consequence comes, which is, if it has become irrevocable, so when the consequence comes, you start looking for a needle that you can hide on that hole, which is what? Which is not possible. So we end up violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please our desires, in order to please the wants and wills of people. So we shouldn't be. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that if a woman is irrevocably divorced, she doesn't have any standing to get from the man. No accommodation. But if the man decides to out her, that means there will be mixing. They mix with the single of them because they are not lucky to each other. So either the man is vacating the house to her, or if the house has another gate that leads outside, so she will be passing here, the man will be passing another gate. So that they will meet, because they are not lawful to each other. But in a situation, a woman that is irrevocably divorced will have to spend on her and will have to watch out her. When? If that woman is pregnant when the third divorce comes. If she's pregnant when the third divorce comes. Even if it is a lot that is bad in the Nathan Sugro. Once there is pregnancy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa in kunna ulati hamlin, if they are pregnant, so antiku alayhim, send on them hatta yada'na hamlahum, until they deliver the pregnant, how it works. So because of the charge that the woman is enjoying this treatment, otherwise she will leave the house. She will not do either in that house and no sense. And this is based on what Fatima began to call it radiallahu anha said, when her husband divorced her irrevocably. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let her know that there is no nafaqa and no sukna for her. No accommodation any longer and no spending. The husband was away when the divorce came. That is, the husband wrote to her, sent somebody with a letter to go and give her that the text salat had been pronounced. And she took the matter to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah said, there is nothing you can do about that. No nafaqa and no housing. No nafaqa and no housing. So, this is what the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala is talking about. وأما الاستبراء فهو تربص الأمة التي كان سيدها كان سيدها يطوعها. الاستبراء, you know, the topic is what العبد and الاستبراء. We have mentioned about الاستبراء, that is طلب البراءة, to speak that the world is free. The Shaykh says فهو تربص الأمة, is for an ama, a slave girl, to exercise patience. And let the kind of Sayyid who are told you are, a slave girl that the Sayyid sleeps with. If somebody has a slave, a man has a slave, he can sleep with the slave. And that's why in Islam, a man cannot marry more than 4 wives. A man cannot marry more than 4 wives. Some of the people who had 8 or 10 wives before Islam, before they embrace Islam. When they embrace Islam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to one of them, اختر من أم الأربع وطار سائر أمي. Choose 4 out of all wives. Any 4, choose. وطار سائر أمي. Release the meaning. Release the meaning. Thank the Lord. But the man that has slave girls, that has slave girls, can access with as many as possible. If he has 100 slave girls, he can have sex with all of them. Huh? But he cannot marry more than 4 wives. Some say slave girls remain slave girls, not housemates. Housemates than employees. It's not a property. She's not a property. She's an employee. The man cannot have sex with her. Having sex with a housemate is dinner. But a slave girl, she's a property. A slave girl is a property. So one can have sex with her anytime. Now, if a master has sex with a slave girl, and maybe the master decides to sell her, another master that purchases her will not have sex with her immediately. Are you with me? There will be something of what is Tibra. To know that the womb is free. أما الاستبراء فهو تربص الأمة التي كان سيدها يطوع فلا يطوع بعد الزوج أو سيد. If somebody else buys it or demands it, the slave girl to another person, that person will not have sex with her until he's done what is the bra. Or maybe the master wants to keep her, but he wants her to get married to another person. You know, he has been having sexual intercourse with her, but now he wants to marry her to another person. You know, that is permissible. It's permissible. the man has a slave girl. Rather than he having sexual intercourse with a slave girl, he may allow another person to have sexual intercourse with her. But that would be what? True marriage. Are you with me? That would be true marriage. Or through slave, if he has sold her to another man. Meaning the lady or the girl, the slave girl, is no more easy. But if the slave girl remains in and he wants another person to have sex with her, that means that person is buying her from him, or that person is marrying her from him. So if the man is marrying her, we say that man is marrying a slave girl. If that person is a slave, no man, the person that is marrying her, a slave man has come to marry a slave girl. There is no harm. But if the person that is coming to marry a slave girl is a free boy, a free man coming to marry a slave girl, Islam discourages this. Islam discourages this. Why? Because the child will be ascribed to the slave girl. And the slave girl is ascribed to a master. It shows that that child goes to the master of the slave girl. So you as a freeborn, why marry a slave? So, but now I'm not to commit dinner. Islam says, okay, you are a free person, but you don't have money, the financial wherewithal to marry a free girl, so you can marry a slave girl. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُؤْسَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Whoever does not have the power, the financial wherewithal to marry مُؤْسَنَاتِ, free women, مُؤْمِنَاتِ, women, فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ المؤمنات. Then you can marry from believing slave girls. At the end, Allah says, ذَلَكَ الْمَنْخَشِيَ الْعَنَةَ مِنْكُمْ. This is for those who fear al-anata, those who don't want to commit zina. He tells us the gravity of zina. The gravity of zina. I am committing zina, then marry a slave girl. Though if you marry a slave girl, he should bear you a child. That child will be ascribed to a master. But it's better than you committing zina. Sheikh Rizal ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala says, what if the free man stipulates to the master of the slave girl that if she bears me a child, that child will not be a slave. The child will be free the way I am free. Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, if this stipulation is accepted by the master of the slave girl, then it goes. But some scholars, a lot of scholars said, no, it doesn't go. So, the topic here is that the slave girl will not be, or will have to do what? Istibra. Will have to do what? Istibra. Because the master has been having sexual intercourse with her, so she will have to do istibra if the master decides to marry her or to another person, or if the master decides to sell her to another man. So that man cannot just have sexual intercourse with her except after istibra, unless if it is clear that the master has not slept with her, then in that case there will be no need for istibra. الشيخ الكينيس فلا يطوى بعده زوج أو سيد. The husband should not have sex with a slave girl that has been married to her, to him, or sayyid, or a master that has purchased a new master. حتى تحيد حيرة واحدة. On this she may say one. This is istidra. وإن أبدك من ذوات الحج تستبر أو تستبر يشهر. If she doesn't mean sick, that means she'll have to wait for a month. You see, she's the Aisha, or she's the lady that has not menstruated. Or for her to deliver the pregnancy if she's pregnant. For her to deliver the pregnancy if she's pregnant. So, and that's why Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he went for the kind of the battle, and there was this, part of the place there that was shared to him, there was a pregnant one among them. Meaning she had become what, the owner or a slave. And this slave girl or this slave woman is pregnant. So you know you cannot have sexual intercourse with her. This is what Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said was, لَا تُوْتَوْ حَامِلُ حَتَّى فَرَعَ. A pregnant woman should not be tested until she delivers the baby. Some people misunderstand to mean that if your wife is pregnant, you cannot have sex with her. No, the hadith is not addressing you and your wife. The hadith is addressing a slave girl that is pregnant before she is enclosed. Now she has become, she has been under another master. Huh? So that master cannot have sex with her. Of which deliver the baby. And the master play with her, keep her out and keep her flesh. Some scholars said, no, you should not do anything. But when by the author of Abdullah ibn Umar, it shows something else can be done. Particularly when he can control himself. So he can keep her, he can hold her and bless. If he can control himself. If he cannot control himself, he should distance himself from her completely until the womb is free. Until the womb is free. So the hadith, لا تُطَوْ عَامِلٌ حَتَّى تَضَعَ وَلَا عَامِلٌ حَتَّى تَحِيدُ حَيْضًا. عَامِل, حَيْل is Umar doesn't mean shoot. Umar does not mean shoot, should not reflect until what? Until, sorry, a woman that is not pregnant should not be blessed with until she menstruates. So this is addressing what slave girl. Now if somebody impregnates a lady, if a woman, a lady is impregnated by a man outside wedlock, can they conduct nikah? Can they conduct nikah in that pregnancy? Now, question. A man has impregnated a lady outside the wedlock. Then, they want to, when they have done tawbah, and they want to be in the car, can they go ahead with the car while the woman is pregnant? Huh? According to the majority of the scholars, no, they can do that. Because the womb is not free. The womb is not free. Abu Hanifa is of the opinion that he can do the nikah, he can do the act. He is the one that has been impregnated. Fatran alayha, in order to cover her up. But for the majority of the scholars, no. Until what? Until the womb is free. So when the womb is free, then he can do what? He can do act. Why do they say that? Because they believe that child is not him. That's why the fact that he is the one that has impregnated her. He is biological father of that pregnancy, but he is not the Shari'i father of that pregnancy. So they cannot conduct nikah. How do you say? Until the womb is free. So this is what most scholars are upon. Not to talk of if that pregnancy belongs to another man. Saying you want to do nikah on that will not be accepted according to most scholars. Yes, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, the water of a zani has no value. Has no value. Has no value. But what most scholars are upon is that no, this is incorrect. This is incorrect. So, this issue of istibra, to make sure that the womb is free before you sleeping with a lady that is not your wife, is something that is important. A lot of scholars will say 3 months, 3 menstruations, but what is correct, wallahu alam, is that 1 menstruation is enough. Now, another question is, a woman is a woman commits zina, or a woman is rich, confirmed, rich, confirmed, commits zina. Can the husband go ahead to ask sexual intercourse with her or not? How the question is clear. If a housewife commits zina and is confirmed, the husband is aware of it. Or she's rich, the husband is aware of it. This issue of istibra, are you going to apply it? Most scholars said yes, you have to apply it. The husband must not have sexual intercourse with her until the womb is free. That is, it is clear that the woman is not pregnant. Some of the scholars of the opinion, and this is the favorite opinion statement with the name, that al-wala bil firash, the husband can quickly, let's assume the incident happens some hours ago, the husband can quickly have sexual intercourse with her in order to catch whatever doubt that will come from. Said woman happens to be pregnant after some days, it will be preponderant in the mind of the man that I am the one that has impregnated her, particularly with respect to the one that is rich. But that I committed zina. It's not proper for a man to keep a zania. But if she repents, what if she repents? That is, after she has come back, if she repents, and the husband cover her off by quickly doing that. So this is the favorite opinion of Sheikh al-Muslimin rahimahullah ta'ala. But if she doesn't repent, or that has been a practice, then it will be haram for the man to keep aborting such a person as a wife. Because that will mean the man is a deluge. The man is a deluge. So he should not keep such a woman. How this is clear. But if the time frame has been long, then in that case, they all have the consensus that there must be istibra. If the time has been long, then the man must wait. The man must wait. Take for instance, it has been confirmed that the man is pregnant. For the man to not say, okay, let me ask her, since she's my wife. No. It will be haram on him to do that. Because it is confirmed that the woman is already pregnant. So al-wala bil firash is not used in a situation like this. You can use it in a poor situation, but in a situation where it's confirmed that the woman is pregnant, and you know, or the man knows, that this pregnancy is not mine, it is the pregnancy of the zani, then it will be haram for the man to keep such a child hiding under the hadith, al-wala bil firash. So inshallah, we will talk to the Quran, salam wa rahmatullahi wa sharamna ila inna an,
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نعم،
Now the case of Umar radiallahu anhu, the judgment, some scholars are taking the position that this is what should be done. So this issue of spoilers are done by Umar radiallahu anhu. But some scholars saw that a judgment, not a ruling that should be followed subsequently by the later judges. So Umar passed that judgment at that time. His own experience. Not that every person coming after him must apply that. And that's why the Sheikh said this is left towards to the judgment or the Ishtihad or the ruler. And Allah Alam, this is a worthy in argument. Now, the second question. How can a place there be acquired in Islam? A place there is acquired either through war or through purchase. When there is a war between the Muslims and the Kuffar, so those who are captured, they are taken as well captives of the Kuffar. So among them there will be men, there will be women. So the women, they are the place girls or the place there women. So those that have been caught as slaves, maybe by the Kuffar for instance, or by some Muslims, you may decide to buy from them. You may decide to buy from them. But presently, there is something like what captives of the war to be taken as slaves, presently. So there is nothing like that. Not that the law in Islam has been abrogated, it's very clear, for people don't practice it. They have captives of war, but they use them to change the things or to punish the other country like that, but not the captives as they practice in the past. Yes, in Mauritania and the land, they do that. But not the way the Sharia has said it, by killing people, for instance, kidnapping people, and selling them into slavery. So this is worse. The King of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that three people is going to be their heart on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. I mentioned among them, Rajulun, Da'a Hurran, Fa'akala Tamana. Somebody who sold into slavery. A free person and a divorce the price. So somebody that is a free boy, one decides to just sell the person into slavery, so this is a big crime. One of the worst of crime. May Allah be your police. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Shaykh, Ma'ala, 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 Ma'